Congressman Pickle on 9-1.
Can I talk to you confidentially, just between you and me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is the situation on this bill in your committee? Strike bill. Have you got the votes to report it?
Well, I'm not sure of that. I only started this afternoon. I think we could get them maybe in another day or two. I doubt that we could get them today.
The airlines people say you got 21 out of 31. Is that wrong?
I can't say that.
They claim they have interviewed each one of the 31 members. Have they interviewed you?
Well, they have been by, but they haven't asked me would I vote to pass it out. I have expressed myself generally that I would, given time. I think that is probably correct, but I can't say it by any kind of a nose count because I haven't made one. I only started this afternoon talking around to some of the boys on my side, kind of the friends, and they're ready to, the one I talked to, are ready to pass it out. But we were, in deference to the chairman, letting him make his pleas to get together and get together. Now, I got the feeling that if by tomorrow, when we finish the quizzing, and nothing has come out of this thing, I'd say given one more day on Thursday, we could vote this thing out.
I have two little things. Well, the trouble is, can't go over another weekend. They're losing $8 million a day. And here is the problem, and I just want to give it to you to think about. If, in your judgment, it's of any value. If not, you get it. I would do two or three things. First, I wouldn't be in a position of not hearing me. I think that when I got ready to report the bill, somebody ought to make a motion to ask him to come into the executive session, let him read his little statement. He has been wiring everybody wanting to testify, and I would arm myself with that, particularly if I was going to vote. You heard C. Miller, but you haven't heard Meany. I would hear Meany. Then I would kill all them amendments. They want to put one on profits and stuff. You can't do that, and they're not going to be any profits anyway if this keeps going very much longer. And then I'd have somebody just make a motion to report the bill. Now, Labor thinks they've got Staggers lined up. They've had him delay all last week. Now they got him delaying this week. And they think if they go over to Thursday, they can delay over to next week. The danger of that is some company may make a 7 or 8% agreement. And that will set the pattern for every labor contract in this country. And there's a hell of a lot of them coming up.
Yes, sir.
Communications is coming up the 20th. The electrical workers are coming up the 1st September. That is a great danger. Now, they've lost over $200 million. They've over 30 days at $8 million a day. And they're talking about less than $50 million. If you gave the airlines every damn thing they asked, it'd be just $50 million. But these companies can't continue to lose that kind of money. George Brown told me TWA, it'd be the easiest thing in the world if they'd settle for what they asked for. But they're trying to serve the national interest by not going up of 8% settlement because it'll set a pattern for the rest of it. Now, what ought to be done, as I told McCormick him the other night, is to, the thing that we need to do real bad, is to get that bill in McCormick's hip pocket where he can call it up any day he wants to, get it, get a rule on it.
Yes.
Then you can really get some true negotiation. But you're not going to as long as they think they've got Staggers controlling that committee. I cannot take the position. I want to draft him in light of words his testimony. And I cannot take the position that this is a national emergency. If I do, they'll come in to me with the telephone workers next week. And then they'll come in to me with the electrical workers. This administration will be proposing all this legislation. On the other hand, if I don't set a precedent and the Congress does vote it, I can sign it and approve it and join with them right quick. And we can set up the board and we'll get over all these other strikes while this is pending.
Yes.
The smart thing to do is if there's enough leadership on that committee to run a convention, like you run some of these Texas conventions, it'll get in there and say, now we waited all down last week. This thing's on fire, $8 million every day. We waited all this week. Got people backed up all over Europe. We've got them backed up all over Florida. We've got them backed up all over New York. And we just can't let people just go on and on and on if they're not even negotiating. And the labor unions tell us, and they've told the committee, and they've told me, that they will not negotiate effectively as long as that bill's pending. If y'all won't pass the bill, I can do one or two things. I can negotiate agreement if you'll stop talking at the and kill the bill. Or I can negotiate agreement if you'll pass the bill. But if you just keep procrastinating, you can't do a damn thing. I'm seeing Meany at 6 o'clock. It's 6:20 now. I don't want anybody to know that but you, but I'm going to tell Meany that he's got to make these fellas produce agreement. That's what I told him the other day, and he got an agreement in one day. The trouble is, they didn't go and follow it through and get the boys supporting.
Yes.
Now, we'll have to have a higher agreement now, but I hope not one over 5%. And the difference between 4.3 and 5% is a good deal in the public mind, although it may not be, but just 10, 15, $20 million. And $20 million is not anything out of 730 billion, national economy. So that is our problem. And what I would hope to do is after you get in the committee, somebody that's smart would say to Steggers, we just don't think it's good public relations to have the head of the labor movement in this country say that we were Hitler dictators and wouldn't hear him, even though we have heard C. Miller. And even though we've heard Curtin, we've got a right to hear him. So let's just ask him to come up and make his statement, not over 30 minutes. And we don't have to ask him a bunch of questions, but let him be heard. And then, by God, just take it, and every time they offer an amendment, move to table it, and then somebody ought to move, report the bill, and get a vote on it at an early time. Because if you don't, if it goes over to Thursday, then the weekend boys go to leaving, you can't get them Friday, Saturday, and you won't have a quorum, and you just have a lot of hell. So I can't talk to anybody in that house. I told McCormick this. He agreed with it. He called Moss. He and Albert agreed with it. He called Steggers. Steggers said, oh, I'll meet early Monday morning. I'll go at night if I need to. I'll get it right out. But he's not doing it. And the labor unions have frankly told us they've got Steggers fixed.
But I'll try to move her out of there by tomorrow, then, if we can.
Just get me three or four good front men. Get me a Republican, too, to help me. The carriers say they're 21 out of 31. But now, that's Craig Ralph of Eastern and some of the rest of them. But Walter Rogers, they tell me, he's gone off to Amarillo.
That's right. That's right.
Can he vote a proxy?
But I think that would be, I would imagine, just what we decide individually.
I say, can he vote a proxy? You think it's up to the committee?
I think we'd decide that probably. We normally do not vote proxies. Our committees have never, have not in the past, honored proxies. And I doubt that we have.
How do you get Walter back here?
I'll just have to find out where he is. I have no idea.
Amarillo?
Yes, sir. I think he is there.
Yeah. Now, if you'll take this over and run with it without putting me on spot, it would be awfully helpful, not only for this one, but for the communications, the electrical, the auto workers,
yes,
and everything else that's coming up.
Well, I'm in sympathy. I told them today, it just looked to me like you fellas were just daring us not to act. Just daring us to act, rather. And we can't take that there, and the country can't stand it.
Okay, that's right. That's exactly it. The time has come now to act.
Well, I'll do some checking on it, and I'll call back a little later to give you some idea what some of them are saying.
That's true. And don't quote me to a human being.
I won't.
Good morning.
All right.